This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Broadcast Partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, it was a record-setting past weekend for Kamloops Blazers head coach Don Hay. He is now the all-time winningest coach in WHL history. We will take you back to that record-setting win. Moose Jaw Warrior sniper Jaden Halbagawax has done something that hasn't happened in the WHL in six seasons. 50 goals in less than 50 games. He'll be our guest. And after 10 points in four games, Spokane Chiefs forward Kyler Yamamoto is back. WHL On the Run Player of the Week. Close out our show. It was a historic night. Don Hay's 743rd career win behind a WHL bench, split between the Blazers, Tri-City Americans, and the Vancouver Giants. A new WHL record surpassing longtime coach Ken Hodge for most career victories. Hay's Blazers defeated Portland 4-2 last Saturday night in the record-breaking victory. He joined our post-game show after the win.
I don't know if you believe in the hockey gods. I'm a firm believer, but you know the story you told in the pregame show about how it started here against Portland in this rink, against Ken Hodge in the other side, your first game, which was, a lopsided loss at the time.
Yeah, well, I didn't mention that.
But, I mean, here we are, fast forward the clock, 2018, and it's these same two teams, and it's a chance to tie that record.
Yeah, it'd be, you know, it is special. It's very special. You know, as a coach, as any coach, you know, your job is to find ways to form a team and win hockey games. And, you know, I've never really focused on winning and losing. I've just focused on how hard we played. And I really think our team is given a great effort from the goalie on out. And everybody is really stepping up and doing a great job. And we want to give ourselves the best opportunity to get into the playoffs. And, you know, if we can keep having success, we'll find a way.
I think the way your team won the game tonight, that's kind of the way I think you wanted that historic win to come, the way they worked in the end there.
I thought we had a great effort. As I told the guys after, it's a real team milestone. You know, a coach can't do it without good people, starting with general managers. Ownership is really important, general managers. You know, assistant coaches, I've had some great assistant coaches, Mike and the group, Chris and Danny DePalma and Aaron, really, really special to us and they're special to me and to have Colin there. You know, we just have a really good group, as you know, but, you know, the players, they're the guys that really compete every night, and I thought that this was the way we want to look like as a team. We want to play this way all the time, and if we can do that, we're going to move ahead.
You know, there was a lot of talk about, you know, playing for their coach here this weekend, and of course, you see how that translates on the ice. But when Luke Smith scored the empty netter, first thing he did was point at the bench, kind of pointed you. I'm not sure if you saw that here, but that had to give you a good feeling that the guys were, you know, trying to do it here for you tonight.
Well, I think that, you know, it's been in the back of their minds the last 2 days, obviously. And, you know, it's funny when you go one win, two win, three win, four wins, and all of a sudden it's right there in front of you. So it happens pretty quick. And the play of our guys the last 2 weeks have been really – really, really solid, and you know, the guys were really congratulating me on the bench, and they were happy. I was happy, you know. So, you know, it was nice to get the puck, and then, you know, this is going to be over, and we move ahead. So, we just want to continue to play well. I'm really happy with the way that we're playing.
Now, are you a sentimental guy? Like that game puck tonight, 743. It comes from Dylan Ferguson. I'm sure there was a little bit of a ceremony, whatnot, in the dressing room here. But what would you do with a keepsake like that?
Well, you know, I'm not an overly big
sentimental
guy like you say. I've got pucks from different times and got gold medals. I've got rings, things like that. You know, I just go about my business, I think, more than anything. So, you know, one day when it's all over, you're going to sit back and enjoy the different situations. And, you know, we talked about how, you know, it's kind of nice that it's against Portland. To do it against a real good competitive team, I think, is that much more special.
Well, big congratulations to you, Don, for setting that WHL record here tonight. And on behalf of Radio 1L, I know the two organizations go back a long ways together, so I'm sure everyone at Radio 1L, past and present management and ownership, would really like to wish you well and congratulate you. So thanks, a job well done.
Well, thanks, John. Radio now has been with the Blazers for a long, long time. They've been our biggest supporters. So I just want to thank all the fans who are in the building and gave us a great ovation at the end there. It means a lot to me, and it means a lot to my family, and it means a lot to the players. So it's great to see, and, you know, hopefully we just continue to work hard and make it enjoyable to come to the games.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Not since Emerson Edom has a WHL player scored 50 goals in 50 games or less. The Medicine Hat Tiger accomplished that rare feat in the 2011-2012 season. Now you can add Moose Jaw Warriors forward Jaden Halbigewaks to that list. James Gallo had the call from Regina and has more.
On the left for Clegg, takes it to the goal line, back to Howden. Van on the shot to Halbigewaks. Scores! Jaden Halbigewaks! His 50th goal in 47 games. The first Warrior to achieve that accomplishment. Congratulations.
50 goals in 47 games. Take us through the play where that puck just seemed to find you. Bottom right circle.
Yeah, I mean, it was a nice pass into Howden in the slot area, and he kind of just fanned on it, and the puck just sat there, and I just walked in, and the goalie was kind of down and out, and just, you know, it found a way above him and into the net. I mean, and obviously it was a pretty special goal, and you know, my line mates and the guys that were on the ice, you know, really celebrated it, and Howden got the puck, and yeah, it was again a special moment, just like last year, and for it to happen this early in the season is pretty incredible.
No one celebrates goals like Howden's celebrate goals. I think you found that out last year in Game 72.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great guy to have on the ice with you when you score, especially a pretty important goal like that. So, I mean, yeah, he's been my line mate here for the past 3 years, and, you know, we've been able to find some chemistry, and he's just as happy when I scored as when he does.
There's been a number of players that have had 50-plus goal seasons for the Warriors, but you did it in the fastest time with 47 goals. Again, you're just one of three players to have back-to-back 50-plus goal seasons, Theo Fleury and Kent Hayes, the other two players. I know you're a humble guy, Jaden, but what does that accomplishment mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really, I didn't know this until, I mean, I scored and then you hear everything blow up like that. I mean, to be the fastest guy in team history to score that 50 goals in a season is obviously pretty incredible. And I mean, you never think going into your WHL career or season that, you know, that's going to happen for you. I don't think anybody can, you know, imagine themselves getting 50 goals in under 50 games. And for it to happen, yeah, it's incredible. And to be, you know, in the history books with some pretty big names is obviously pretty crazy. And, you know, to be the fastest Warrior to ever do it, I mean, it's, you know, something that you're gonna have in the back of your head your whole life. And you're going to be honored to, you know, be that person that's done it the quickest.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Spokane Chiefs forward Kyler Yamamoto was the WHL on-the-run player of the week after collecting 10 points in four games. He joins us on the phone from Spokane. Kyler, I see these numbers, and to me, it looks like you're back. You're feeling it once again after just over 20 games in Spokane. It seems like you found that A game here once again.
Yeah, I definitely I'm starting to again. You know, when I first came back, it was a struggle, but, you know, I think after World Juniors, it really you know, gave me a kick in the butt and said, you need to get going. So I think that really, you know, sparked me and, you know, just trying to play some good hockey now.
You know, we hear all the stories about players coming back from the NHL or coming back from World Juniors and it being a struggle, but put it in your words. Why was it difficult for you to come back from the Edmonton Oilers after being up there a month and then trying to come back and play in the WHL?
You know, it's tough, you know, coming back and, you know, you live that NHL lifestyle. You know, I was there with, you know, Connor McDavid, and, you know, it's tough to come back and not being able to play with him again just because, you know, he's the best player in the world. But, you know, coming back, it's just, you know, tough to get, like, a mindset where you just want to keep pushing yourself. So, you know, I think that was my biggest struggle was to get that mindset again. And, you know, I think right now I'm starting to get it again, and it feels good.
Oilers head coach Todd McClellan talked about how another year in the WHL would make you stronger, would make you smarter, and you would just mature as an adult here one more year. What were the Oilers hoping you'd work on this season back in Spokane to be ready to go next year?
You know, I think they told me I need to work on my wall plays, you know, getting the puck out when I need to in the defensive zone, or, you know, walking on the wall and finding somebody in the middle of the ice, you know, for a good shot attempt. And You know, also working on my shot velocity, shooting through sticks and, you know, making my shot harder.
You had a big stretch there this past week with 10 points in four games. Looks like you're playing a little bit with Jared Anderson Dolan, and you guys are combining here to put up some numbers. Tell me about your line and who you're playing with right now.
Yeah, I've been playing recently with Ethan McIndoe and Jared Anderson Dolan. You know, both two great players. You know, Dewey, he gets hard on the forecheck and goes to the front of the net, which me and Jad love. And, you know, Jad's a sniper. You know, if I find him in the high slot, he's going to bury it. So, you know, we're all three working well together, and it's working out for us right now.
Kyler, your team, the Spokane Chiefs, I would offer this advice to others, and that would be don't sleep on Spokane. I really think there's some talent there with your team. You guys can score. Where would you say your team ranks in the Western Conference here right now?
You know, I definitely think we're a playoff contender. You know, we got to touch up on some stuff in the D zone, and but, you know, I think once we figure that out, you know, I think we're going to be a really strong team. And, you know, I think people are sleeping on us, but I think we're going to be a really good contender in the playoffs.
Kyler, when you look at the playoff matchups in that U.S. division, I think the U.S. division as well is the toughest division this season. Every night you'll get Tri-City. You just battled Everett there to overtime the other night. We know what Portland can do. Your teammate Kiefer Bellows now back and healthy with the Winter Hawks here. How tough is it in that U.S. division here in the second half?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, the teams they play, really structured game. It's tough to get offense, and you know, if you one turnover, they're coming down the other way and they can put it in the back of the net. So it's a really tough conference, but you know, we're chugging along, and you know, I think we're only getting better as games go by.
All right, Kyler, well, big week for you with 10 points in four games, WHL On the Run Player of the Week, as you come back to refine your game with the Spokane Chiefs. Thanks for being our guest here on WHL This Week.
Thank you.
Hey, that's the show. Want to say thanks to James and Moose Jaw for his help, as well as thanks to our guests. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners and Warrior Hockey.